Okay, so that was F.
Okay,
now G.
Now we'll go to tab G, which is the interscholastic athletics in the state. So, Mary, would you please
certainly
provide the background?
Certainly. So, in this case, since 1960s, the classification for athletics has been divided into four groups. It was based on what was occurring at that time. This regulation is asking that now, for each sport, we take a look at the number of schools that are participating in that sport and make the decisions regarding the classifications based on the particular sport. So, for example, we now have charter schools. Are we equitable? When we passed these classifications, it was probably basically based on basketball at the time or certain sports. But, for example, field hockey. Is field hockey being played across all schools? And so what we are asking in this regulation is to have the ability to do the classifications based on the sport and not have a given that was decided in 1960, this is the way the classifications will be made. I do also want to say that this has been brought before the Board of Control for MPSSSAA, and it has been brought before the local superintendents, and everyone has unanimously approved this to move forward. So on the basis of that, I am requesting that we give permission to publish for interscholastic athletics in the state.
Motion by Dr. Guyton. Is there a second? Ms. Izzard, are any discussion questions?
I'll just say I think this makes all the sense in the world as the county that's home to the smallest high school in the state of, I think, 125 students in a full comprehensive high school that has a football team and a baseball team and a basketball team. This makes all the sense in the world. So thank you for bringing this forward. I think this will really help some of those in-between schools and districts.
Thank you. I want to take an opportunity to introduce Andy Warner. Would you stand up? Andy is directs our athletic program across the state, and so wanted him to be recognized today.
Absolutely. It was all his work, so he's done a great job.
Great work. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further comment? Okay, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstaining?